Our staff might be caught between fire, might be caught into this violence, and might be targeted. That's why we had to suspend our activities, but only on a temporary basis. Early next week, we hope to resume our distribution to 180,000 people, including those in Walikale region and those who are already settled, new displaced persons and old ones, within 31 camps managed by UNHCR.
Have you received assurances from the warring parties that your convoys carrying relief assistance will not be targeted?
It's true that the challenge is not so much in obtaining the authorization from the fighting forces, but the guarantee that we will not be targeted and caught in the crossfire. If we send a convoy, it means that we have got the insurance that this convoy will reach its destination. We have an additional problem, which is the logistical problem. The main road is in very bad state with big holes, and private driver company now refuse to do the job and to transport the food. So we have to find a company, we have to organize the convoy and then deliver this assistance.
It is estimated that about 220,000 people have been displaced by the new fighting in this region. And there are reports that most of them, aid agencies don't know exactly where these people have gone. When you resume your assistance, where will you be going? Will you be going out into the forest to look for these people?
You know, it's a jungle, very dense jungle. Some places are off limits, and it's very difficult to access some groups of these people. This is the main challenge. But there are spots where IDPs are gathered, and in every location where we can identify some IDP population, we'll deliver the food. And also in those camps where they have settled. We think that since last year, there are 500,000 displaced people altogether, newly displaced and older displacement people. This is a huge number, 500,000. And this number, with the new movement, is going to increase. That's why we must get ready. And so far, we have food stocks available only to meet the needs of 300,000 beneficiaries with 2 weeks ration. It's not enough. We need to get more. We need to scale up our operation to assist those IDPs. They are constantly moving, changing place to save their life because of this insecurity. That's why it's so difficult to reach them. The infrastructure of the country, also the topography of the country, this jungle, those remote and inaccessible places, make our work more difficult.
If the situation does not improve, what do you think is the immediate future of those who've been displaced?
If the situation doesn't improve, we will have to cope with this. We will have to do all we can to assist with hot meals, with food ration, the maximum of people we can reach. But this is a very worrying situation.